chapter 11, opening the floodgates. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Revelation 12, 11a. Confession and testimony are highly underrated. Confession. It can feel terrifying revealing your secret to others. I know because I felt that way myself the first time I did it with my family and my church family. However, the more I shared it other places, the more I knew that it was not just about confession. Every time I have told my story, there has been at least one person who expressed gratitude that I shared it, usually many. Some who also lost children to abortion and never told anyone before. They sometimes practically vomit their story out because, as I've mentioned, I'm the first person to whom they felt safe to tell it. Or someone who was pregnant at the time was given courage to make a life choice because of my story when they were previously considering abortion. You never know how much someone else is just longing to hear that there is hope, that they are not alone. Plus, as I've already mentioned, just telling my abortion story freed me from Satan's grip of shame. No longer could he beat me over the head with my sin and cause me to shrink in fear of the truth. No longer was I afraid of someone finding out. Once I spoke it, it didn't matter anymore. Perhaps someone judged me somewhere, but their opinion doesn't count because I know where I stand with God. The blood of Jesus, His Son, covers my sin. I have thousands of others standing with me who also have experienced this freedom because my or someone else's courage gave them courage. We need to tell those who have experienced abortion that not only is it a good thing to tell our story, it's also important to tell it. Whether we speak it right now or we wait till we go through some healing first, either way, we'll experience the most profound healing we've had so far when we get that rotten, smelly, indistinguishable mess out of the recesses of our hearts and into a testimony that literally hurls down the accuser and ushers God's kingdom into our broken places. Something else comes to my mind about telling my story. Many years ago, a woman in charge of an annual women's conference asked me to share my story with her to see if she could use it for her conference that year. I shared what God put on my heart to tell her, as there are numerous aspects to my story. She listened, thanked me, and told me she would let me know. After some weeks went by, she told me that because I didn't cry when I told my story, that it would not have the impact it would if I had cried. She told me that maybe I was past the point that God could use my story anymore. Now that made me cry. I was shocked. I also began to doubt myself and thought that perhaps she was right. But as I thought and prayed about it, I remembered that she had expressed being wounded herself by the attempted abortion of a family member. I believe that she needed me to cry when I told my story, perhaps because she needed to know that those of us who have aborted will suffer greatly for our choice the rest of our lives. If I didn't cry while telling my story, then I must no longer be suffering and, in her eyes, not be effective or worthy in telling my story. This broaches the fact that woundedness from abortion can be revealed in ways we have not yet imagined. My point, however, is that it is possible to experience healing from abortion to the extent that we can tell the story without tears, yet with much power. This can bring hope to others who are suffering, that God can bring them to a point where they are not in so much pain and in which their story is a testimony to His grace by the death of His own Son who suffered for all sin once and for all.